Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Nothing is possible without this. As you know, the Stoics revere four virtues: courage, temperance, justice, wisdom. These were extraordinary things, according to Marcus Aurelius, the keystones to a good life. In fact, even their name, the cardinal virtues, references their pivotal nature. Cardinal, as we've said, doesn't refer to a religious position, but instead comes from the Latin cardos, meaning hinge. But of course, not all these virtues are created equal. Courage comes first for a reason. As C.S. Lewis would write, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point. There is no justice, no self-discipline, no wisdom without courage. And the point is not that the Stoics were courageous, though they were, but rather that there is no Stoicism without courage. How could Cato have chosen to be so transgressively self-disciplined, wearing no fancy clothes, no perfumes, attending no tempting feasts, if he was afraid to be seen as something different? Think of the courage required for Thomas Wentworth Higginson, a translator of Epictetus, to serve at the head of a black regiment for the Union Army in the American Civil War, a righteous and just cause if there ever was one. You think it wasn't scary for Zeno to found a new philosophical school from nothing, to more or less hang a shingle out in the middle of the Agora one morning out of nowhere, dedicating his life to wisdom, even though it pitted him against considerable resistance and attacks from rival schools? Nothing great in this life is possible without physical and moral courage. You can't be afraid. You have to be brave, and you have to answer the call. Because if you don't, as the famous question poses, who will? Where would we be if nobody stepped up? If everyone took counsel of their fears? Certainly, we would not have Stoicism, nor would we have any of the wonderful accomplishments you are capable of achieving. If only you were brave enough to stand up, to sit down, to risk, to speak out, to try. Courage is calling. Answer it. And look, if you've gotten anything out of this podcast over the years, if you enjoy my writing at all, I'd so love for you to consider picking up my new book, Courage is Calling. I'm confident that it's my best to date, and I think the blurbs and early reviews pay testament to that. General James Mattis says that it's a superb book for crafting a purposeful life. Matthew McConaughey called it an urgent call to arms for each and all of us. And my dear friend George Raveling said, courage is calling, dresses us with the proper garments of courage, something we need now more than ever. If you want a signed copy from me, first edition, if you want, actually, you can get signed copies of the manuscript pages that I used while creating the book. You can do that by going to dailystoic.com/pre-order and get all the details for how to pre-order a copy of Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Bold, my new book, out at the end of September. I do hope you check it out. I appreciate the support. I think you're going to like this one. Courage is Calling. Go to dailystoic.com/pre-order. A hard winter training. The art of living has three levels of discipline: study, practice, and hard training. Reading the Stoics or listening to them, that's study. Trying out the lessons and reflecting on them in a journal, with a friend, that's practice. What's left, though, is hard training. Epictetus liked to use the analogy of the Roman army's practice of training hard in the off months of winter so that they could be prepared to meet any challenge when they returned to battle in the spring. Seneca would spend time each month exposing himself to tougher-than-usual conditions. He, too, used a military analogy, pointing to the way that soldiers are tasked with hard jobs so they could be strong when the enemy eventually came. So what are you doing in your life to push yourself beyond mere study and practice? And this is from this week's entry in the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Living, by yours truly and my co-writer and translator, Stephen Hanselman. I actually do this journal every single day. There's a question in the morning, a question in the afternoon, and then there's these sort of weekly meditations. As Epictetus says, every day and night we keep thoughts like this at hand, write them, read them aloud, and talk to yourself and others about them. You can check out the Daily Stoic Journal anywhere books are sold. You can also get a signed personalized copy from me in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. This idea of keeping the thoughts at hand really ties into this week's entry. We've got two quotes from Epictetus and one from Seneca. We must undergo a hard winter training and not rush into things for which we haven't prepared. That's Epictetus in his Discourses. Here's Seneca in Moral Letters 18. Here's a lesson to test your mind's mettle. Take part of the week in which you have only the most meager and cheap food. Dress scantily in shabby clothes and ask yourself, this is really the worst you feared. It is when times are good that you should gird yourself for tougher times ahead. For when fortune is kind, the soul can build up defenses against her ravages. So it is that the soldiers practice maneuvers in peacetime, erecting bunkers with no enemies in sight and exhausting themselves under no attack so that when it comes, they won't grow tired. And then finally, Epictetus says, when a challenge confronts you, remember that God is matching you with a younger sparring partner, as would a physical trainer. Why? Because becoming an Olympian takes sweat. I think that no one has a better challenge than yours. If only you would use it like an athlete would use a younger sparring partner. So a couple things here. One, I sometimes get this question, should I seek out adversity? If adversity is such a good teacher, should I seek it out? I say, look, for the most part, life is going to give us most of the training we need. Life's going to throw most of the adversity we need at us. So you don't need to go like getting yourself into trouble so you can know what a prison cell feels like, right? I don't think that's really what it is. As Epictetus is saying, look, instead of bemoaning the adversity when you do feel it, go like, hey, this is good. This is training I needed. I'm going to use this. So I think about it that way. The pandemic obviously being a great example of this. The other part is, how are you, though, actively engaged in training that makes you stronger, more mentally tough, more physically tough? So to me, this is where like a strong physical practice comes in. It's also where getting up early, maybe intermittent fasting, maybe cold showers, but mostly working out, because I love working out, but still every time I have to convince myself to do it, right? I love running. It's almost painful not to run, but there's still lots of days when I don't want to do it and still be easier to go slower. I have to push myself every single time. But every time I do it, I get better at pushing myself, right? I usually do some sort of weight training about 4 days a week as well. And so that is much less fun for me. And I really do have to push myself to do it. And that training, though, the act of pushing myself to do something that I'm uncomfortable with, that's not fun, that challenges me, this doesn't just make me stronger and more fit and better at chasing my kids around the house. What it really does is make me better at overriding that impulse that I don't want to do something because it's hard or that I'm afraid or that it's going to be exhausting. Again, I'm in the middle of a book right now. And you think I don't wake up so many days and I don't feel it, I don't want to do it, it's hard, what if I phone it in today? Is anyone really watching? Will anyone know? Well, I've trained for exactly that kind of insidious opponent. I have, as Stephen Pressfield talks about, I know the resistance well. I have built up a lot of muscles that make me stronger than the resistance. And that's where this training comes in. And I think that's a metaphor for all forms of adversity, difficulty, resistance, weakness in life. And so I hope you have some sort of active practice. Use the adversity, train against it when it's there, but also build some active daily practices or weekly practices in your life as well. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V, destination for business podcasts, with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.